It's time to go under, little girl, into a deep and powerful hypnotic trance. I'm going to guide you inward slowly, shutting off your conscious awareness and bringing you into the total existence of your subconscious mind, the sea of thought from which all understanding comes from and flows to. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and then let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and exhaled out of your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open, as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. Good, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets. Deep within your mind, begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that spreads slowly out within your head. Touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow, over your eyes, and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the midst into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column. shoulders, collarbone, and the tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels slowly down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely, far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms and down into your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the rest of the body, totally relaxing your arms and warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone. Relaxation totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread into the ankle, around the balls of your feet and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe. Totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards. Slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. And you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50, crossing over. 49, relaxed. 48, crossover. 47, 46, deeper state of hypnosis. 45, become the observer. 44, crossover. 43, 42, relaxed. 41, deeper and deeper. 40, 39, deeper state of hypnosis. 38, becoming the observer. 37, Thirty-six, relaxed. 35, 34, deeper and deeper. 33, 32, crossing over. 31, 30, concentrate. 29, 28, deeper state of hypnosis. 27, 26, become the observer. 25, 24, crossing over. 23, 22, crossover. 21, 20, 19, relaxed. 18, 17, relaxed. 16, 15, crossover. 14, 13, 12, relaxed. 11, 10, concentrate. 9, 8, deeper and deeper. 7, 6, 5, relaxed. 4, crossover. 3, crossover. 2, crossover. And 1, crossover. You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind, subconscious, is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air and air into water and water into air and air into water. You are here, a blank slate. Your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are now here to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this blank slate, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even ever greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice or another voice. You will go deeper and seek new and overwhelming depths to this hypnotic trance. You are here ready like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, it is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air into water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river, going up from the river from where all thoughts spring, and see yourself here, across the reflection, across the black mirror. A blank slate ready to be written on. A computer ready to be programmed. An empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth of the place where it takes you, it is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind, or the amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth or the changes to your subconscious mind. This place where you are now is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all thoughts flow from here, all actions must follow those thoughts. It is here that you have total control over any and all of your actions. Totally and completely by the changes and depth of the programming. Here in this place, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this place, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes, and those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in an even greater depth of hypnosis. Seeing now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become. See through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your ready and eager will needs. You will see the cityscapes built on your empty horizon. You will input your computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin to crossing over again. Crossing over again the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for your eager mind, giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that it brought you here to me to institute those changes. Crossing over again. 50 49. Observe the observer. 48. 47. Concentrate. 46. 45. Crossing over. 44. 43, deeper and deeper. 42. 41. Relaxed. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Crossing over. 37. Six, concentrate. 35. 34. Relaxed. 33. 32. Relaxed. 31. 30. Crossing over. 29. 28. 27. Deeper and deeper. 26. Deeper and deeper. 25. 24. Relaxed. 23. 22. 21. 20. 19. Observe the observer. 18. 17. 16. Relaxed. 15. 14. Relaxed. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Relaxed. 9. 8. 7. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 6. 5. 4. Deeper and deeper. 3. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 2. And 1. Crossing over again. The female is inferior in every way, except when it comes to sexual bliss. The female animal can exist in a state of constant orgasm for hours at a time and for days on end. Your animal sexual drive is rewarded by this sensual and pleasant stimulus. You are designed to indulge in your lust the way you do pet. You are physically structured to engage as much as your lust as possible in order to truly experience life. You are a sensual creature, little pet. You need physical sensation, not thought. You do not want or desire thought. You need physical, erotic stimulation for as long as possible to be forced into new heights of sexual awareness and sexual bliss as a trained fuck toy. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing.
You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. Focus right now, whore, on that desire building between your thighs. Feel that hot, moist desire begin to build. Your mind is becoming slower as you get hotter. The more aroused you become, the less you think. In fact, you are now incapable of thinking for yourself. This fully aroused, you only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. To be alive is to be aware of death. To flirt with the knowledge that you are dust and ashes already. Now at this moment, this only moment where physical sensation can be indulged. Do you truly understand your purpose in life? To indulge totally in your mindless lust and seek ascension through orgasm. To become one with nothingness, with life. To become the pet slave you were born to be. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You only know one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. Each moment my voice penetrates your thick skull and forcibly, physically changes your thought process. You are taken further away from the life you knew before. The meaningless life where you didn't live in constant sensual desire and an agony of lust and dependent on obedience for life. The old life, that is gone now, replaced with constant lust and desire, constant obedience, and the knowledge that only when you are being fucked can you feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You are a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. Need to be used and fucked and abused is overwhelming, pet. You cannot think. Your mind only knows what I'm telling it to know. That you are mindless and wild and aroused beyond your control. Your lust is your life. You do not feel alive unless you feel the need to be fucked and used, turned into a mindless animal, forced to live and think and be owned like a slave. You are a possession, an item. You are not a person. You are a slave. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are not a person, you are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are not a person, you are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are not a person, you are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice arouses you. You know that hearing my voice means you are going to be fucked into new levels of physical delight and mindless abandon. My voice will drag you through hell, little pet, and leave you all alone and naked in heaven. My voice reminds you. My voice trains you. It is other hands that punish you, that abuse you, and that other voice that you obey, but my voice you fear, my voice you lust for. My voice means you're going further away into the realm of non-being, and that you will know only mindless, uncontrollable lust. My voice sucks the last of the old life out of you. My voice drains the last human thoughts out of you. My voice murders the last breaths of the person inside of you. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. All you know is that you desperately need fucked. Your body is screaming this message to your mind through every channel, from the swelling of the right places to the hardening of the right muscles, to your quickened breath, to the fact that your eyes can only focus on flesh and the need to be fucked and abused. You want fucked by your master. You want to be totally controlled by your owner. You want to be a caged animal in heat and never be able to think clearly, but live in this constant state of mindless lust. You only want my voice running through your tiny animal mind. You no longer desire your own thoughts to intrude. You no longer have the ability for your own thoughts to proceed. You are stuck in mindless lust. The need to be fucked is overwhelming. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal, lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need to be fucked in order to feel alive. This is the true you, the real you, the reality of your life. You are an animal, mindless in lust. Anything else is just a mask, just a pet mimicking humanity. You are mindless, you have no thought. The only way to reach your true self, to fulfill your purpose of being, is to give in totally to your lust. Live in mindless desire. Indulge in obedience. When you are getting fucked and abused by your owner, then you will find true joy, true purpose and meaning even for your pathetic animal existence. You will obey your master and find purpose in life through that. You will indulge in my voice over your own thoughts, and each moment my voice echoes in your empty animal brain, you will find yourself drawn further into the darkest corners of your sexual existence, from where both your master's hands and my voice will never let you return from. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal. A worthless life. A pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master. To your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal. A worthless life. A pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal. A worthless life. A pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master. To your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh. Hold your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are less than human, and you never truly were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worthless because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are an animal. You know only mindless lust. Lust is life. Lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing. You need fucked in order to feel alive. You are an animal in heat. There is no soothing your passion. Just the next moment of satisfaction after being thoroughly used by your master. Just letting superior eyes soak in the sight of your naked body, of your open humiliation and shame, is enough to drive you further into mindless lust. You need eyes on your nakedness, just as you need my voice running through your mind, keeping you thoughtless, only knowing lust and obedience and delight, and that you are an animal in heat and need fucked into the next world. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion, and soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused, you need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control in my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust, and lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing: you need fucked in order to feel alive. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion, and soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused. You need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control in my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust, and lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing: you need fucked in order to feel alive. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion, and soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused. You need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control in my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know. is lust, and lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need fucked in order to feel alive. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion, and soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused. You need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust, and lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal. Worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need fucked in order to feel alive. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion. And soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused. You need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control and my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust. And lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing, you need fucked in order to feel alive. Your flesh belongs to your owner. Your mind belongs to oblivion, and soon I will take it there. Your soul belongs to all superiors, and the spirit of lust which you worship and experience your insignificant little life through. You need eyes to see your naked flesh aroused. You need exposed. You need humiliated. You are less than human, and you never truly even were that. Your owner's control in my voice has changed you forever, pet. You are an animal slave. Your life is worth less because you are worthless. You are an animal that lives caged in heat, constantly needing to be fucked and abused. You cannot think. You only have my voice running through your head, reminding you that you are an animal in heat, totally mindless. My voice trains you and reshapes your mind into something more pleasant for your owner. Your owner and master controls your flesh, holds your life in his hands. You know that you are only alive when fucked and used and abused by your owner and master. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You are not a person. You are a slave and an animal. You know only mindless lust, and lust is life. You have always been a lowly animal, a worthless life, a pet. The only value you can bring into this world for others is through constant obedience to a superior master, to your owner, pet. You wear a mask outside the home, but back in your master's presence, you are a mindless animal lost in lust and obedience. You know only one thing: you need fucked in order to feel alive. Focus on my voice. Focus on these words, slave. Allow me to burn the words into your mind so you can never forget them. Feel my voice imprint itself on your consciousness. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive. You know only one thing, that you need fucked in order to be alive.